Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska. Also, we're going to have some frontier activities as well as some of our community social activities that are taking place in Fairbanks, Alaska. And if you would like to give us a call and you have a question or care to make a comment, or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes, or maybe even share one of your favorite frontier experiences, the number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk frontier on Alaska Gold Trails right here on KFAR. First of all, folks, we want to have our weekly contest, and the prize this week is a 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and you know them as your precious metals people, located at 208 Wendell Street. And their number is 456-3967 if you want to give them a call and gain a little bit of information. That's Oxford Assaying, 208 Wendell Street. Once again, they're your precious metals people. And to win that silver ingot, 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining, here is the question. We want to know who is located at the phone number 452-8141, and we want to know who they are, where they are, and what they do in lots of detail. So the first person that'll call me with that information is going to win that 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining. Now, the number once again is 452-8141. Call them up, find out who they are, where they are, and what they do, and then give me a call here at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I was surprised it rang already. I'll have to call back.
Okay.
Wow, did I score big on sporting goods. 50% on a fishing combo, 40% on these clothes, 30% on this camping gear.
You must have gone to that retirement sale downtown.
Nah, they're all picked over. I went to the mall, Alaska Sportsman's Mall. They're not going out of business. They've expanded their store, and they've got great buys.
Like what?
Well, the entire store is on sale. Alaska Sportsman's Mall has slashed 20 to 50% off every item in the store. Hey, where are you going?
The mall. Alaska Sportsman's Mall. I don't want to miss out.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh. Well, folks, we're having a little bit of difficulty here. Folks don't know who's located at 452-8141 for a 1 troy ounce silver ingot. And you're going to give me a call here at 479-8255 as soon as you have that information, who they are, where they are, and what they do. And while we're talking about waiting for a call to come in on that, let me talk just a little bit about some of the fine people that sponsor Alaska Gold Trails. B&L Pawn Shop, they're located. Where are they? That's who they are, B&L Pawn Shop. Where are they located? They're located at 605 Gaffney. That's the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. And their phone number is 452-3063 or 452-6491. They make dynamite deals for all of you folks out there that need a grub stake. They take consignment goods, and if they don't sell them, you don't pay a commission. They loan, they buy, they sell, they trade, they deal. Cameras, stereos, gold, TV, video, jewelry, tools, guitars, guns, and car stereos. And the list goes on and on and on. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. In addition to that, folks, if you're running a little low on cash and need some help, bring in anything you might feel is of value, and they'll try to help you out till better times. That's B&L Pawn Shop. They're located at 605 Gaffney. You tell them that, tell Killer over there that you heard Jim Madonna talking about them right here on Alaska Gold Trails. She'll sweeten the deal. You know that. Once again, their phone number is 452-3063. Let's see if we got a winner to that contest. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's McCullough Reproduction.
Oh, you got that part right.
Yeah. You want to know what they do?
I want to know who they are and where they are. Where are they, Macaulay Reaper?
They're on Gaffney Street.
Yes?
Across Foodland Shopping Center, I believe.
Well, at 721 Gaffney.
Okay.
And not quite across from Foodland, but it's on the other side of Cushman, if I'm not
mm-hmm.
mistaken. And what do they do?
Well, they make prints for builders, I know. I've used them before for that.
Oh, have you? How'd that work out?
That worked out excellent, yes. And the price was really low. I was surprised.
You were pleased with the price,
yes,
eh?
Yes, I really was. And, you know, they make enlargements, and then they can shrink things and do other graphic-type prints for you.
Uh-huh. And you're familiar with the fact that they sell surveying equipment, and they also repair the same equipment as well as rent and all kinds of service with that particular...
They had that. This is a few years ago when I was building, and but I'd already had that. And but they did a very good job on the prints for me.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you understand, of course, they have all the drafting equipment over there, all the pencils, all the pens, all the templates. And, by the way, I think the listening audience would like to know that they have the hip chains necessary for outlining distances on the ground, for especially good for the prospectors and miners who are outlining a claim. And, of course, these kinds of equipment are a must in the field. And they also have a variety of high-quality compasses over there for the field geologists as well as the earth scientists. So they'd want to go to Macaulay's. Anything else you'd like to add on that?
I've never been into that, and I haven't been looking for it, but that's good to know.
Well, I think that those are some of the items that people hunt for and spend a lot of time looking for, and they just need to be put on the right direction, and they're pretty hard to find in Fairbanks. So Macaulay's is the place, right?
Right.
And they're located at 721 Gaffney. Their phone number is 452-8141, and you can ask Becky or perhaps Alfred over there for their fine service. Well, what is your name, sir?
Jim Moulton.
Okay, Jim, you know what you've done?
I won something.
You won something, Jim, and what you won is a 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining. You know where they're located?
I think so.
208 Wendell?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And what you have to do, Jim, is just pop up here to the KFAR studio in the Washington Plaza.
Okay.
And pick up your certificate, then take it over to Oxford Assaying and Refining, and they'll happily give you a 1 troy ounce silver ingot. How's that?
Sounds good.
Hey, Jim, thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, I want to introduce our guest today. Wally Cox is here with me in the studio. He's president of the Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to Alaska Gold Trails, Wally.
Glad to be here, Jim. Yeah, appreciate the invite.
Wally, tell us a little bit about your background in terms of how you win and how you came to arrive in Fairbanks.
Well, I, as some may know, was a career service member and sought most of the early days of my career to get somehow assigned to Alaska. I arrived here the first time in 1968. In the spring just after the big flood, and the town still showed a lot of the effects of that. It gave me an opportunity to see what the spirit of Fairbanks was all about. And the next few months were very intense. It was a build-up time for Vietnam and intense training. I was curtailed, didn't get to finish the tour, went back to Vietnam from Alaska. Disappointed in that respect, but left with a lingering impression about this community and perhaps the best relationship between a civilian community and a military community I'd ever experienced. Got an opportunity some years later to come back up here and be the commander at Fort Wainwright. I kind of knew at that time that if I got back up here, I would probably stay. And the more recent history is probably known by many. I did retire and became a member of the community, and the Chamber of Commerce has been a good place for me to transition into the intricacies of Fairbanks daily life.
And what year was it that you retired from the military, Wally?
July 31st, 1987.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about, could you give us a little background on your family and family life up to that time, or do you want to launch right into what you did back following 1987?
Well, those who are service members are familiar with the term brats, but my wife, Ivalee, has been a very good Army wife, followed me anywhere, and in this soiree around the world, why we had three tremendous children. My oldest daughter's name is Nancy. I have a son named Phil and another daughter named Kelly. And service members are familiar with an affectionate term called brats, Army brats, Air Force brats. These kids are tremendous, and I think anybody that has met them would agree. They have been very resilient, very flexible, and have enjoyed the life. And two of them followed me up here.
They did. And do they still live here, Wally?
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. And so they found Alaska palatable and feel that this is where they want to make their home. Is that correct?
They are making it very good. I guess my youngest daughter at the time was still in college. She wasn't sure she wanted to come back. She was only about two when we left. But she came up here, fell in love, got married. She's an Alaskan. He has a little Alaskan baby girl.
I see. And tell us a little bit, I hate to jump back, but what kind of lifestyle were you raised in, Wally? Were you a farm boy, a city boy, or before you went in the service?
Well, I was born in Fort Smith, Arkansas. That's, if you're familiar with your geography, it's on the state line, west central. Jumping off place to the old west.
Mm-hmm.
There was a military post there. Hanging Judge Parker practiced his law enforcement. I followed Horace Greeley's advice, go west, young man. I got as far as Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I really grew up. But After college, entered the Army, and it's been pretty much a globe-trotting existence, but I was not really a farm boy, no. I was born in a small city and grew up in a moderate-sized city, but I always had a very strong interest and leanings toward things outdoors and rural and in with regard to recreation and avocations. But I always loved to travel too, and the Army did that for me.
I see. And did you, what kind of formal education did you have, Wally? Was it connected with the armed forces?
Well,
or?
I'm a high school graduate, a college graduate, and in terms of the military, I have been to Command General Staff College, Industrial College of the Armed Forces, Defense Systems Management College, and graduate studies at the University of Southern California.
Well, you've had quite a background in education. Look, Wally, I want to get back with you just after a couple of messages here, and we'll talk a little bit about the adventures you've had in terms of what happened in Alaska, in and around Fairbanks, and perhaps some of the activities surrounding the flood and cleanup operations, if you're familiar with that.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, we got living on our mind.
It may be summer now, but it's a great time to get ready for the cooler days ahead. Right now, during Freddy's layaway sale, you'll find great buys on all sweaters, coats, and jackets for the entire family. It's our biggest children's outerwear sale of the year, and our convenient layaway plan lets you hold merchandise for up to 60 days. So come into Fred Meyer now, while the selection is best.
We're having good times, living easy in the summer's really fine.
You'll live easier this summer with Frem storage products to organize your home. Right now at Fred Meyer, you'll find crates, stacking bins, storage carts, and other bright-colored Frem products on sale. They're perfect for around the house, in the garage, or just about anywhere. clean up on Freddy's low sale prices now through Saturday. Remember, if it's for summer, you'll find it at Freddy's.
We're always happy. Lots of living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Hey, I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors here who sponsors Alaska Gold Trails. Right here on KFAR Radio. 660 on your radio dial, and that's Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. Where are they? Well, they're located on at 530 4th Avenue, with entrances both on 3rd and 4th Avenue here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I want you to know that Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank has been serving the people and businesses of Fairbanks since 1965. Being a mutual bank, Mount McKinley has no stockholders. Rather, it is managed by a board of trustees for the benefit of the depositors. Consequently, Mount McKinley has been a community leader in paying high interest rates to their depositors since 1965. And another little point that I'd like to bring out for you folks is Mount McKinley has recently been advertising and letting the folks know that although there is a lot of houses for sale around the Fairbanks community, that sometimes we can't find exactly that dream house that we've always thought of. And as a result, Mount McKinley is offering loans to build your dream house. They can make it happen, folks. Construction loans are now available at Mount McKinley Bank. And it's not too late. Once again, they're located at 530 4th Avenue. That's 452-1751. If you want to give them a call, gather a little bit of information. Mount McKinley Bank, right here in Fairbanks. And we're back with Wally Cox. And Wally, tell us a little bit about some of the exciting events that took place after you arrived here in 1968.
I guess you could say that a flood is exciting, not the kind of excitement anybody really wants, but it happened just before winter, and it was really everyone's good fortune that winter was a little late that year. Still, the cleanup, the aftermath of that catastrophe was really a drawn-out affair, and of course, with the onset of winter, it made it doubly difficult for people to recover. I remember the landmarks when I arrived were refrigerators, washers, dryers, mattresses, and sofas sitting out still needing to get to a disposal place. But that was gave rise to a display of the kind of spirit that Fairbanksans have, and Fairbanks was named an All-American City after that. With regard to what I was doing as a soldier, you know, it was a very intense training time, and it was getting very heated in Vietnam. We were trying to get out of Vietnam, and so the training intensified here. Units were shipped to Vietnam. I was curtailed. I went back, and that's the kind of excitement I don't really care to reflect upon too much either. So, but It was enough to titillate my interest, confirmed what I believed, and wanted me to come back here, made me want to come back.
Tell us a little bit about the Army and its search and rescue activities. Can you give us a little background? Do they perform search and rescue through the Fort Wainwright?
Well, what we have at Fort Wainwright is there are two units there. One is the 283rd MAST unit, and the other is the 228th aviation unit, C Company, which performs HART air rescue, high altitude rescue team. MAST has the Hueys, and they respond within 100, 150 mile radius of Fairbanks to emergencies that happen. Can be serious illness or some other calamity that happens out in the bush, and people might not have the kind of response time needed to get to a medical facility. It could be a car accident on the highway. And they generally bring people into a facility either at Bassett or here at Fairbanks Memorial. The high altitude rescue team primarily is the recovery resource that responds to mountaineers, lost, injured, needing to be recovered off of Most notably, I guess, Mount McKinley.
Yeah, right. Heard a lot about those. Can you give us an example of one of the rescues off of Mount McKinley that might be in your mind, or you can?
Well, they happen with some regularity, but I guess it was about 4 years ago. They made a rescue from Mount McKinley at the 18,300 some foot level, which is supposedly, decidedly above the performance level of that aircraft. But there are a number of things that come into play there. You've got highly trained, skilled pilots that know how to wring the last ounce of power out of the pitch on one of those big aircraft. And the maintenance people that keep them operating very well, and the skill that it takes to operate in that environment.
I had an interesting situation. I had the opportunity to buy and operate a helicopter, and it was interesting to note how incompetent I was in comparison to my instructor, who had flown in Vietnam, and what he could do with that helicopter, and I couldn't. So, you know, it relates to just how well these people can perform and how much they can drag out of a piece of machinery, and us less fortunate, so sad to say. Well, anyway, Wally, I want to get back with you, and I want to start talking about the Chamber of Commerce and some of the activities that you've been involved with the Chamber of Commerce right after a couple of messages.
Hello, this is Dorothy from Purdue's Jewelry. We're having our 28th anniversary sale from now until the end of August. Purdue's Jewelry has been offering the interior honest, reliable sales and service for 28 years. We want to thank you with a Something for Everyone sale, with discounts as high as 50% off. We have Black Hills Gold, Gold Nugget Jewelry, Ivory, 14-karat chains, jade, hematite, colorstone jewelry, class rings, and wedding sets. See you soon at Purdue's Jewelry, open 7 days a week in the Shoppers Forum Mall.
Who are they? Tip Top Chevrolet, that's who they are. They're located at 1916 Cushman. Their phone number is 452-8211. That's Tip Top Chevrolet. By the way, folks, Tip Top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years. It has been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. And as many of you know, Robbie Ginther is the general manager. Now, Robbie, you listen to this. See how you like it? You've never driven anything like the 1989 full-size Chevy pickup available right now at Tip Top Chevrolet. It's the hardest-working pickup with the longest regular cab in Chevrolet history, and it's got a new chassis system, a new aerodynamic shape with a new rear-wheel anti-lock brake system and Instatrac shift-on-the-fly on the four-wheel drive. The 1989 full-size Chevy pickup, it's new, it's exciting, and it's here in Fairbanks at Tip Top Chevrolet, your Chevy Team Alaska dealer. Drop on over and take a look. And don't forget, folks, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet. I stole that from Robbie right off television. I want him to know that plagiarized 100%. Now, we were talking to Wally Cox, and Wally, we've had some of your background regarding the military and where you came from. Give us a little information about the Chamber of Commerce and what kinds of things that the Chamber of Commerce does and what you have brought to bear on the community in that respect.
Well, I'd like to summarize that fairly quickly. The Chamber is all about business and business people in this town and representing them. It's about doing things that improve, expand on the economy. It's more than that, though. We're involved in a lot of things. Most recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, we've been planning along with, we are really the facilitators and expediters for a forum that Senator Stevens created and brought to Fairbanks. It was the Federal Procurement and Contracting Conference. There are many businesses, particularly small businesses, who do not really know how to deal with the federal government. And so the Chamber and Fairbanks North Star Borough's Procurement and Technical Assistance Office, the Small Business Development Center, pooled our resources to cause this to happen. And basically, we had Department of Defense program managers, procurers of goods and services, represented very strongly here. But beyond that, we had representation from the industry, defense contractors, Martin Marietta, Ford Aerospace, Textron. There were numerous people here, and they had their top-level project managers here. We had a good representation. There were 72-some businessmen who came to this conference. Some of them got so much information and got so excited they didn't even stay for the whole conference to go pick up on some of the leads. But that's an example. This morning we along with the Postal Service hosted a breakfast for the U.S. Postal Commission, which gave us some insights on what's happening in that area, a little bit of what drives postal rates and cost-cutting efforts and things of that nature. But we think that we've got to support businessmen in this town. We've got to keep our ear to the rail on political issues that affect them. We've got to be willing to stand up, be counted when it comes to taking a position on those issues. Sometimes it's a little risky, but we're not going to be a chamber that risks nothing. We're gonna help business. From that launch pad, though, there are a lot of other things that we get involved in, and I'd like to just mention this Make-A-Wish Foundation. I have become a Make-A-Wish Foundation coordinator in Fairbanks, and often the recipient of granting a wish from the Make-A-Wish Foundation wants to do things like go to Disneyland or I guess have a big birthday cake and Sunday's banana splits. I don't know, it runs the full range, but we have we've had the good fortune of receiving three visits in about the last 4 months of people who wanted to see Alaska, wanted to experience that. Just a quick word, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is there to grant the wish of normally terminally ill children. And it's a great program, and I guess the cynical person could talk about man's inhumanity to man, and it probably is there, but I am always impressed with man's humanity to man, and this is certainly an example of that. We have with us today Andy Acevedo. He's a 16-year-old young man from Tamales, California, and you look at him and you would never know anything was wrong, but Andy was a star football player on his team back home, received an injury, and as sometimes happen, an injury triggers something else, and he was diagnosed as having a cancer that is, the prognosis is very poor. But Andy wanted to come up here, and since he's been here for about the last week or so, he's experienced the wide-open heart of Alaskans, and Bob Elliott from his flying fishing trips took he and his family. He's accompanied by Simon and Marilyn and his best buddy, Frankie Rigorello, I'm sorry. And they got out to a lake, got to thrash the water a lot, catch fish, hand over fist. I guess they caught fish till they were tired of catching fish. And he's had the opportunity to see, I guess, probably the grandest wildlife display of all out in Mount McKinley. And now he's seeing things a little bit closer to home. We had an agenda for him today that gave him the opportunity to experience how they perform, to some degree, those air rescues. The Army pulled out all the stops for them and took him down to Gillum Glacier, and I think that was probably pretty exciting for him. And then we have some other things. Some of them will be a little bit more mundane, but we've I think you figure into one. Why don't you take over from here and talk to Andy, huh?
All right. Andy, welcome to Alaska Gold Trail. How are you doing today, Andy?
Good.
Andy Azevedo, I read an article from a newspaper clipping about you. You're a football player? Were you a football player?
Yeah, still am.
Still am.
I'm going to be a senior this year.
Are you? Where you go to school, Andy?
Tomales, California.
Is it?
High school.
And where's that located geographically, next to what big, huge city?
About 45 minutes north of San Francisco.
Ah, Northern California.
Right.
And is this a large town, small town?
Very small town.
Very small. How many students in your school?
A little less than 200 in our high school.
200. And is a four-year high school?
Yes.
And how many seniors? About 100?
About 45.
45. You got short-circuited there, buddy. We got freshmen.
Class. Yeah. Very small class.
Yeah. When I went to high school, we had a class contest where we had a relay race. I think it was everybody had to run a quarter of a mile, and we ran against the freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. And I remember there was 16 participants in this relay race for each team, and I was the final man on the team. And I think that I was a senior, and I think that was the only year that the juniors ever beat the seniors. The guy passed me about halfway around the track. My goodness. Anyway, you play sports a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 17 now?
Yes.
17 years old. Apparently there's a grammar school in the same town you came from.
Yeah.
You play other towns about the same, with the same size?
Yeah, they're small schools. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And tell me about your football career there. Did you make a lot of big splashes, big plays that got cheers from the crowd?
Last year I had a fractured ankle, so I didn't get to play except for the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as my varsity football career, I scored the winning touchdown on our last game of the season.
And, of course, you've been flying high ever since then, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, there goes Andy down the hall, huh? Oh, yeah. I know how that was. I mean, I'd have liked to have known how it was. They pointed at me, but there he goes. He's a guy that lost the race for us. Anyway, Andy, how's it feel to be, you know, the champ there?
I didn't really call myself the champ, but it felt good.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about your growing up and the kind of environment you grow up in. Mm-hmm. Is this little town a little farmish-like town, or is it a little town-town, like Fairbanks?
It's a little in between. Actually, I don't live in the town. I live on a farm about 8 miles away on a dairy farm.
Is that right? So you've grown up on a farm all your life, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how do you imagine it in comparison to the town kids? Do you find that they have they've been cheated a little bit?
No, they have a lot more time to do what they want when we're kept pretty busy on the dairy.
Do you do a lot of shoveling on the dairy?
Oh, enough.
Yeah, I was raised on a dairy. I know what you're going through. It was great fun.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And tell me, as you grew up, did your dad and mom work? They're both sitting here, so I can say that. Did your dad and mom work you pretty hard when you're just barely able to hold that, what is that, a number two square front shovel?
Well, like I said before, they kept me busy.
So, yeah, you're not going to commit to any what
they
kind
probably,
of busy.
They probably could have worked me harder.
I see. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm the last of five children, so they some of them were still around working, too.
Don't you just hate getting all those hand-me-down clothes? That's terrible, isn't it? Yeah, they had all the elbows were out of them. It was terrible. Yeah, I know what you're going through. And but the beauty of it is that all those all the brothers and sisters that were before you got to teach you how it was done, right? So it made the job a little easier.
Yeah.
Tell us. So you went through the farm life and went to high school, little town, and played football. Did you play any other sports, Andy?
Uh huh. Basketball and baseball.
Yeah. Were you as successful in those sports as you were in football? Mom says yes. What do you say?
Yeah. I was up there. I mean, I was with the rest of the team.
Yeah. And did you take a couple of championships there, or did you just...
Almost. When I was a freshman, we were out of it by one game. That's the closest I've gotten in baseball.
Uh-huh. And basketball?
We haven't been too close in the last couple of years.
Yeah, reminds me of running around that track, Andy. We're good at some things, not so good at others.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this Make-A-Wish Foundation, Andy, and how you perceive it?
Initially,
okay?
I was brought into it by some people from a group back in Petaluma, California, another town close to Tomales, and my name was submitted to the Make-A-Wish Foundation by a lady of an organization. I didn't know her at the time, and she submitted my name, and I was chosen because out of the Marin chapter, I was the closest to 18, and that's when they give the wishes up till, mm-hmm. is till you're 18. And the other children who've been submitted were younger than me, so they gave it to me.
And tell me the sequence of events that led to being selected, like how you found out that you became part of this program, or what?
What had happened is I'd been diagnosed with cancer, and going through to Stanford Medical Research Center and that whole trauma part of it, back in Tomales and Petaluma, my mom had joined a group of parents of kids with cancer, and just to be able to talk about it and bring things out. And this is where a director of that program had submitted my name,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I got into the Make-A-Wish.
And that helped. Did that help you when you got to talk about it and everything?
Everybody's been real supportive throughout the whole thing, and it's been, as far as the circumstances, it's been good.
Good. Hey, tell us, when you first found out that you were going to come to Fairbanks, what did you think?
I was excited because my family and I backpack in the Sierras, the mountain range in California, and it's just wonderful to be up here in a totally different environment, and it's the mountains like Sierras, but it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to see here in Fairbanks mm-hmm. and around Alaska.
Let me tell the listening audience that if they'd like to ask Andy Azevedo a question, our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Give us a call if you've got a question. Andy will be glad to attempt an answer. Well, we'll do what we can on that. Andy, I want to take a break for just a minute and make some money for the company. I'll try to make some money.
Hunting season's approaching, so it's time for a new Honda 4-Track from Fairbanks Motors. Choose the Honda TRX 300 with front and rear axle or the ultimate of four-wheel drive ATVs, the Honda Foreman. Get your new Honda 4-Track now. Take a rider's training course, and remember, Honda ATVs are recommended for riders 16 years of age and older. Honda 4-Tracks, only at Fairbanks Motors, 3775 South Cushman. Come ride with us.
I want to take a minute here and talk a little bit about one of the sponsors of Alaska Gold Trails. And I believe Wally was saying that, we are a community support Chamber of Commerce, and that Chamber of Commerce is in behalf of the businesses here. And I want to say that the businesses came forward and sponsored this show because they believe it's an important contribution to the community. And one of the people who's been with me for the past 2 years is Gabe's Truck and Auto. And I want to say thank you to Gabe and Kathy over there at Gabe's Truck and Auto for thinking about us, thinking about our community. They've had a lot of recognition over the years. A couple of years ago, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award. And that, of course, is bestowed upon people who have given excellent service here. And we want to make certain that all the folks out there know that Gabe's Truck and Auto does engine repair and vehicle maintenance, automatic transmission. They realign front ends and repair mount and balance tires. And in addition to that, new and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. And one thing I like to point out clearly to everybody is that Gabe's Truck and Auto has a towing service. That is, they have three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. And what I like to do is jot that number down in case I have an emergency on the highway. I can grab it up right quick, make that phone call for quick assistance in case of that emergency. Once again, the number is 456-6156. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field. or give them a call. Once again, the number is 456-6156. And we've got a call here. Andy, let's see what they have. Hi, you're on the air. You got a question for Andy?
Yeah, sure do, Andy. Dave here.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, welcome to the golden heart of Alaska here. That's the truth. I'm just I don't know if you've heard the term chechako, but I've only been up here 12, 14 years in Fairbanks, and I came from Anchorage, and Anchorage doesn't hold a candle to Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah, it's great up here.
Oh, we love you, Dave.
Yeah. Say, I like your comment on people that are in sports, young men, young ladies. I've been out of school a long time, but it seems to me like people that are active in sports, be it football, basketball, baseball, they seem to be, their personalities, their they also seem to be members of debating teams and student councils, and they're the first ones to volunteer other students or for other students when they're having difficulty with studies.
Uh-huh.
I think I've seen this transcend out into the business world too. Their whole attitudes are they need to put in more because they're doing more.
Yeah.
And it just they're just fantastic men and women, you know, that and they do become our leaders out here.
Yeah, I think so. I think that being on a team helps them get in with the rest of the people, if it's in the school or community or whatever it be.
Uh-huh. When I was on football team back in Detroit, and I was taken off after the first season, and I didn't understand it at the time, but the coach had a long talk with me, and what he said at the time, and it didn't ring a bell, was, you know, I was a defensive end, defensive back,
uh-huh.
and I was very good at that position, but he said I was not a team player, and my mom couldn't explain it to me, and I didn't have a dad, and I just, then that's, thank God that statement stuck with me, because as I got older and got out here, I found out I was a loner in many areas, and it held me back in a lot of areas, too. But,
uh-huh.
But that coach really did me, and I'm talking 1957, 1958 now, that coach really did me a service by making that statement to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's team playing, and it's so very important for our young people to become involved.
Right, and that's what the sports do, is really bring you in with the rest of the people.
Yeah. One thing about backpacking up here, and I'm sure you found out or getting around up here, you can literally, off most of our highways, just go 100 yards in, and you can literally step where no man has stepped before, you know.
Uh-huh.
I know I do, take our highways for granted, but, boy, you just go off 100 yards or so, and you're in God's country up here.
Yeah, that's one thing you can't do too much in California.
Right. Okay, well, I hope you have a real nice day here.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Right,
thanks for the call. Well, what do you think? You think we ought to do my final ad, and then we'll launch right through with the finale of this show. I want to talk just a moment, Andy, about some of our friends that supply the silver ingots for our contest every day. And, of course, that's Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And you know those folks over there as your precious metals people. And I want to also say that they not only buy the gold from the placer miners, and Andy is going to go see a placer mine today, if I'm not mistaken, and see what that's all about. That gold that comes out of that placer mine, Andy, is going to go over to Oxford Assaying and Refining, and I think. And they, of course, not only buy the gold from the miners, but they also have tremendous investment ideas in terms of silver investment, gold investment, and even platinum investment on request. Now, they have not only the 1 ounce gold and silver ingots, but they also have bars of various sizes up to 100 ounces available right on the spot. And you want to keep in mind that one of my favorite ideas is, if you have gifts that you want to give to people, perhaps people in the lower or conterminous United States, that gifts of gold and silver are just well-received, probably the most well-received gifts possible. And keep that in mind, folks, for those Christmas and birthday ideas. In addition to that, Oxford Assaying and Refining has the special quote line for you, so that you can find out immediately what the day's quote on gold and silver and platinum is. And that number, very special number for you now, is 452-7858. That's 452-7858 for the quote line. And if you need information for Oxford from Oxford Assaying and Refining, you can talk to Ray or Dee over there. Their number is 456-3967. That's 456-3967 for that special information. And one new item that's been put in over there is gold nugget jewelry. They have a nice little display case of small, fine, dainty, precious metal jewelry for you. And you could pop over there and take a look at what they have, and I'm sure that you'll find something appealing. That's Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. And their phone number, once again, is 456-3967. And, Andy, we're here. And what I want to do, Andy, is I want to kind of go through chronological order what you've seen here quickly since you've been in Alaska. Give us a rundown of what you've done and who you've done it with.
To a point. Okay. Well, this is our last full day here in Alaska. The first day, Wally Cox met us at the airport, and we were brought to Alaska Land for their famous salmon bake, and we had that. That was great. We got to look around Alaska Land and get an idea of what it was going to be like, because that was the first thing we really saw of Alaska. Then we flew out into the Tanana Valley, into the tundra, for a four-day fishing trip from Bob Elliott. We caught northern pike, and we've been back for 3 days, and we went to Denali. We came back for a night here in Fairbanks and drove to Denali and did a whitewater trip and took a bus trip to see the interior of Denali, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Mount McKinley. We were lucky enough to get a clear day. And yesterday we came back from there back into Fairbanks, and we got to spend some time at the fair to see some of the nice handcrafted stuff that the people have made from around Alaska. And today I got to fly out over a glacier, as was mentioned, and look around the army base here. That was the heart unit who took me for the ride in the helicopter. Mm-hmm. and here I am now.
Okay. This afternoon, I think you're going with me to the permafrost tunnel, is that correct?
From what I hear, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure glad I had the opportunity to lead this particular tour. In addition to that, I understand you're going to a operating placer mine here in the Fairbanks area. But before we launch into much depth on those activities, could you tell us what kind of wildlife you saw out there at Mount McKinley? I understand you got a pretty good look at a lot of wildlife during your stay here in Alaska. Have you seen bear?
Yes, we saw brown bear in Denali, three brown bear, a sow and three cubs.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a caribou came right down to the bus and walked right by the bus, and moose. We saw a couple moose, bull moose.
Uh-huh.
And way up we saw some doll sheep. And just this morning flying out to the glacier, we circled over a sow, black bear, and two cubs, and we saw I don't know how many moose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what direction is that glacier? Is it
south?
Uh-huh. So you went out over the flats here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you saw a lot of moose out there in the flats.
Yeah.
Oh, the hunters will be glad to hear that. I won't say anything about that. What you've done to that poor moose that you saw out there. You've had your fill of wildlife. You've probably seen some smaller wildlife like fox and marmots and things of that nature, maybe?
Actually, ground squirrels we've seen the most of. We haven't seen any fox or wolf at all yet, I guess. We still have another day.
You never know.
Right.
Yeah. I had an experience a year ago. I lived downtown and had a moose run into my fence. I thought it looked like I had some Siberian pea hedge there, and it looked like it could run through the bushes, I guess, and it just smacked right into a cyclone fence. I went around there to see what it was, and here's this moose. I said, amazing. Yeah. And so, yeah, you could see anything right here in town. Uh-huh. Is there any other activities that or parts of that? How big was the fish, for example, that you came in contact with?
Well, it's
About 26 inches was a pike that we were catching.
Oh, you enjoyed that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You did,
a lot of
huh?
fun.
Well, look, I want you to enjoy your trip out of the permafrost tunnel today. You're going to see where the gold's deposited and how the gold's deposited. I'm going to give you a full story on that. And Wally Cox, I want to thank you and Andy for joining me here on Alaska Gold Trails today. And I hope someday that you can come back with me, Wally. And Andy, I hope you have a great time here in Alaska. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, once again, we're bringing Alaska Gold Trails to a close. Thank you for listening, and thank you for participating in the contest. I want to thank Wally and Andy for joining us on the show today, and I want to thank the listening audience so much for being with me again. I'll see you next week. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trail.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services has announced the results of the largest clinical trials for AIDS drugs. This is HHS Secretary Dr. Louis Sullivan.
The study showed that zidovudine, or AZT, delays progression of the disease in certain people infected with the human immunodeficiency virus who have not yet developed symptoms.
And Dr. Sullivan emphasized that AZT is not a cure for AIDS, that it's a promising treatment for those infected with the AIDS virus but who have not shown symptoms of the disease. He said early testing is imperative.
In order to fully benefit from treatment, it will be crucial